some films are fine just the way they are. Other films sometimes take it way too far. But really, how bad could it get? Let's go beyond the box set.
Welcome everybody to Beyond the Box Set, where today we're reviewing the 40-year-old version.
Yes, pronunciation very important here. We're not reviewing a 20-year-old Steve Carell comedy. We're reviewing a recent film that, it's a Netflix film,
mm-hmm.
starring, written, directed, and starring Rada Michelle.
Herself.
Yeah. No, Rada Blank.
Ah, so, yes.
Rada Blank, yes. Yes, this was I was listening to some podcasts and reading some articles about films that were not nominated for Oscars but should have been, and this was one that came up a lot, and I thought I'd watch it, and I really liked it, and then I recommended it to you. What did you think?
I agree with that list that you were reading. It really should have been nominated for an Oscar, shouldn't it?
It's fantastic. Isn't this a great film? I was so happy.
I'd have loved it if this was in the Oscar lineup
this
year.
This was like the fun, indie, quirky one that really would have made the whole year just better just by being part. Even if it won nothing.
Yeah.
If it was just there, it would have just elevated the whole year, I think. Mm-hmm. It's so good, this film.
Yeah. Because it doesn't put a foot wrong.
No, it's just charming and hilarious and heartfelt and fun.
And like it's got a really interesting message as well, and an important message as well, which are two things that the Oscars seem to require.
Yes.
You know, for a film to otherwise, like, we just did Romeo and Michelle's High School Reunion. Like,
never gonna get nominated for an Oscar.
I would say that film couldn't be better.
No, absolutely not.
It's not
an Oscar.
It's not
film.
Oscar material, is
sadly
it?
Sadly not.
It's
no.
just not.
Should have been, but
because
it
doesn't have that deeper thing. Whereas you look like, to compare Romeo and Michelle, or to talk about how Romeo and Michelle could have done that, it would need to be like Thelma and Louise.
Yes. They need to die at the end.
Something like that, where it's a bit more serious and there's a little bit, something deeper slightly going on.
Yeah.
And this has that
extra
bit, as well as being a fantastically well-written,
hilarious
autobiographical comedy.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. No, I'm really annoyed that this, now having watched this after sitting through all the boring-ass Oscar shit, I'm so annoyed this wasn't an Oscar nominee. It's such a good film. It's just great. It's really entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
So this film, the 40-year-old version, it stars Rada Blank, who, and it's a very autobiographical tale, apparently. I wasn't familiar with her before this film, but I've read up on her, apparently. Like, it's very true to her own life. So she is a late 30s, like, aging, like, theatre writer. She writes playwright. She writes plays.
Yeah,
and
she's like 39 and 9 months or something.
Yeah, like, she's very, about to turn 40. Yeah, and she, at some point in her career, she was very like, she was labeled like the next big thing, and she had won an award in the hottest 30 under 30 playwrights or something. Mm-hmm. Well, she'd won all these awards, but now that's been a while, and her career hasn't actually taken off, and she's had no success, and now she's pushing 40, and she's kind of going nowhere in her life, and she's teaching theatre in a local school, and it kind of picks her, and her mum's just passed away in the past year as well, which she's very depressed about.
Yeah,
and it's just kind of about her reevaluating her career. Like, she's trying, initially she's trying to get, because she's literally got no money coming in, she's trying to get a play, but the only kind of work that the people who put big Broadway productions on, which are all of course old middle class white guys, is like, I think, like, black slave porn. Like, it's like they just want her to do like sad black people suffering stuff, which is not what her vibe is at all.
I love the bit in when she's first talking to that guy, I forget his name, and he starts critiquing her play and just and there's no rap in it, and did a black person even write this? It's like the reaction that she gives is great. Like,
her facial expressions are the movie. Yeah, like just the silent when she's like taking in the shit that people are saying to her. But nobody wants to put on her work because it doesn't fit into the neat little box of what people think black cinema.
It's not black enough.
Just like, did a black person even write this? Where's the slavery? Where's the suffering?
Yeah.
Where's the? And she's like, that's not what I want to write. I don't want to write about racism. I just want to write about me. And like, so nobody's letting her express herself, basically. No. And she's not going anywhere with her plays. But so she decides instead that what she wants to do is to make a mixtape and launch a career as a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically where the movie goes then, where she, against all the advice of her friends and family, is she decides to pursue a career. Not necessarily as wanting to be a famous rapper, but she wants to like make a mixtape.
Yeah.
And she hooks up with a young DJ who like sells her some beats, and the two of them have this connection.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's about her journey as she kind of tries to figure out her life as a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really entertaining.
It is, yeah. Yeah, no, I really enjoyed it. I love the relationship between them as well.
Yeah, it was really good.
Because, you never really know where it's going. Mm. And it just, I don't really know what else to say about it. It just feels really real.
It does.
And I assume it largely is.
Yes, it's a very autobiographical, I don't know exactly what's true and what isn't, but it's a very autobiographical story that she's written, obviously with some
liberties,
creative license. Yeah. But yeah, it's the main thing about it is it's so fun. I love the relationships between all of the characters. It's so funny. Like, I love her relationship with her kind of gay best friend slash agent. That's really, really funny. Like, he really wants the best for her, and he goes to some terribly dark places to try and get her what she needs, and she doesn't really appreciate it.
No. But
also, he doesn't really understand what she wants, where she wants to, like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a great, this film has great cutaway jokes that are really probably the funniest things. Just like little one line, almost like visual one liners. Like, there's a moment when the white theater guy, her best friend, her gay best friend, is like trying to get her a gig, and he's like apologizing for her.
Yeah.
And the white theater guy's like, "Why are you still so loyal to that washed up old bitch," or whatever he says. And it just like flash cuts to them both at the prom together. It's like, oh yeah, she was his date to the prom because he was gay. Like, there's and it's like playing like, this is how we do it. It's just like, okay, we get it. This is why they're friends. Like, clearly there's a lot of history there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's all that kind of stuff. Just really.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's good. And visually this film looks...
Yeah, it's all shot in black and white, great, but in a way that is not boring. It's just incredibly inventive. And
the cutaways aren't always in black and white.
No, there's occasional colour cutaway, which actually work really well. At one shot, we just literally get a shot of an old white guy's balls in full colour, and it's so shocking, but it's so funny. Like,
and it's so brief as well.
Yeah, it's gone,
and it's like, wait, who's that? Is that what I think it was?
Yeah, you don't have time to be like, oh no, I don't like this. Yeah. It just comes and goes, but it just makes you laugh.
Yeah. I really liked when all the rehearsals for the play,
for the high school play with all the kids. Yeah,
yeah. Well, no.
Oh, hair play. So hair play. Yeah, hair play.
Just because I don't know the way that they wrote those scenes was really smart.
Yes, again about her trying to, she's getting pressured to write a play that's like about the black experience, which is like very condescending, like white people's idea of what it is to be a black person kind of thing. And yeah, and then, but it's black actors, obviously, and they're like, why are we talking like this?
Yeah. And like, there's no directors available. All the black directors that I assume this guy has on his list.
Yeah.
Maybe there aren't very many.
Yeah, that's not very...
They're all working, so none of them are available. So she's left with a white director for the play. Mm-hmm. And this white director, she just doesn't get it at all. Not even slightly. Mm-hmm. Like, at one point, there's a conversation about race, and it's like, no, we don't see race here. Like, everyone's the same. We don't see race.
Yeah.
It's... And it's like, you can see where she's coming from. You can also see exactly how that's just not it.
Yeah. I think the theme of the movie is about her trying to... it's not about whether she's going to be, like, a famous rapper or she's going to make money. It's about her ability to express herself authentically, and how there's all these things that are kind of trying to put her in a box and not letting her express the way she wants to express. And there's this secondary storyline which kind of runs alongside it, which is very, very sweet, which is about her getting over the death of her mother. And we can see that that's the reason, one of the main reasons why she's so depressed, is that her mum dies sometime before the film starts, but like, it's clearly very raw for her, and she's still deep in mourning. And that kind of comes into it as well, as how she just kind of has to come to terms with it. There's lots of scenes with her brother, who was played by the actress's real life brother.
Okay.
Just like trying to like sort out the mother's apartment and like move on from it, and her just not being willing to do it. It's really nice. It has a real, like, it's got a real humanity to it. It's not just like pure comedy. There's a lot of like human moments in this film that I thought really made it a cut above.
Yeah.
Which made it like Oscar worthy.
That's what this is. It's a cut above.
It really is, yeah. Every character's great. I love There's so many great supporting characters. I love the homeless guy. The homeless guy is amazing. He's the best. Yeah, where he's just like, well, I mean, the first scene we see of him, he's just literally doing a shit in the street. And it's just like, oh no. But then it's also, there's a bit later on where there's like a quite cliched scene where she's like, she has like a moment of realization and trying to be a better version of herself. So she makes the homeless guy some sandwiches and she's trying to have a conversation with him. And he's like, what do you think? I'm now going to just give you some, you know, give you some advice now, bitch.
I'm the wise homeless guy.
I'm the wise old homeless guy. Yeah. It just calls out its own bullshit all the time. It's just, it's so funny. Yeah.
That is a really good
one. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Next time, put some goddamn butter on this thing. Like, it's just great.
Is it poison? I'll eat it. It's fine.
Yeah.
You trying to kill me? I don't care. Yeah. So this film's great. What do you rate it out of 10?
I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'd give this a 9. I enjoy this more than every Oscar film this year. I really do.
Yeah. Promising Woman.
I think it's on a par with Promising Woman.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. I'd
put it a step above Promising Young
even
Woman.
Great. I'm really glad you enjoyed it that much. Yeah.
Yeah. Because
this,
like,
should have been in the mix.
This has laugh out loud moments.
It really does. Yeah.
And it has a great balance. Like I've talked about a lot, a great balance of comedy and realness and importance.
Yeah.
But the comedy is just, it's great. Whereas Promising Young Woman, it was trying to do all those things as well. Comedy's not as strong as this.
It's more depressing. Like, yeah. This film is just all, even though there are moments of sadness, every funny moment is hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's so many
memorable moments.
Yeah, I'm so glad to enjoy this. Yeah.
Yeah.
White man with a black woman's butt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this film deserves to be seen. More people should see this movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's really the most underrated film I've watched in the past year, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, because nobody, yeah. I've heard very few people talking about it apart from like literally like Oscar podcasts saying like, yes, you should watch this. But like in the grander scheme of things, this movie should be, yeah. Sing it to the world. Recommend this movie to a friend, as we are doing. Watch it.
I already have.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. Yeah. So,
yeah. No, it's a great one. So, a pair of nines.
Yeah.
I think that'll probably do it, won't it?
Yeah. So,
thanks really for listening.
40-year-old version. Go watch it. Yeah.
Thanks for subscribing. And
Kelly Clarkson. That's from 40-year-old version.
Okay. Sure. Film. Bye.
Bye.
Let's go beyond the box set.